No, to be honest, it hasn't sunk in at all. And I don't think it will till I stood on that first tee. Probably Sunday afternoon, maybe. But it is a dream come true.
What's the reaction been like since you qualified?
Phone hasn't stopped. No, there we go again.
Still going now.
Yeah. It's not stopped since Tuesday. Family, friends, everything. Well done wishes and all that. Ticket requests, you name it. It's coming my way at the minute.
And you say it's a dream come true. How long have you been wanting this to become a reality?
Well, I've done probably 5 or 6 attempts at it now. And to play in one at St Andrews as my first one, can it get any better? I don't think so. I'll be living a dream next week. There's a couple of members of my first ever golf club helped me out, which kind of made my decision to turn pro a lot easier. Not having to worry about any financial worries. It was a no-brainer.
So what were you doing this time last year when you were watching the Open and Rory McIlroy lifted the claret jug?
I was scrounging a couple of days off work to try and get there and watch it myself. Well, like I said, it's not quite sunk in that I'll be actually playing this one. I'm still doing a couple of days work at the same place as I'm when I can, really. But
so you were fitting conservatories, is that right?
Well, manufacturing.
How difficult was it to fit that in with your golf as well? What was the kind of average week for you when you were an amateur?
I'd be up at 6 till 4, shop floor, work on conservatories, straight to golf, a couple of hours maybe, probably arrive home 9, 10, back to work at 6, 5 days a week, tournaments at weekends, so not much time for anything else. At least I've got time to practice now, I've been helped out.
Did you ever think about packing it in?
I'd always wanted to, but obviously I've 33 rent and all sorts of bills to pay. I can't just pack it up and wander off playing golf. So the three lads behind me have made this all happen, to be honest. I couldn't have done it without them.
So they obviously show great belief in you. What was their reaction when you told them that you would be at the Open?
Well, one of them was up watching the qualifier. I had a bit of a wobble going into the last few holes. I've never seen someone run to find my ball in the cabbage quite so quick. So he was made up.
And we're here at St Anne's Old Links course in preparation for the Open. And we're in a room with a memorial plaque of St Andrews and the course and the winners from John Henry Taylor up to Tiger Woods 2000. Just looking at that, how does it make you feel? What emotions?
I've got a chance to join them, I suppose. Highly unlikely, but you've got to be in it to win it. So looking forward to it.
You're playing out on a links course today. Is that good preparation ahead of next week?
Yeah, it's always been something I enjoy. Need a lucky bounce here and there, it always helps. But yeah, and it's blowing a gale as well, so that might help.
Yeah, it's very windy out there today. Perfect preparation there for the Scottish weather.
Yeah, but every time I've been to St Andrews, it's been flat, calm and sunny. So I'll not expect that this time.
And I guess it's a sense of once you get to your first major, you want to experience it, you want to take it all in, but also you don't want to be overawed by it and you do want to put in a good performance. How are you going to balance that?
I'm going up Saturday afternoon to spend as much time as I can possibly spend on the golf course, just letting it all sink in, getting used to the situation, really. It's a new one for me, as it will be for others, I suspect, but I can't wait.
Rory McIlroy obviously looks a doubt, rupturing his ankle, ligaments playing football, so you're going to stay well away from any football pitches from now until next week.
Absolutely, yeah. I used to play football at a decent level. So I've given that up 4 years ago and reaping the rewards now.
Yeah, no crutches, please.
No, none of that.
There was a time not too long ago that you packed in golf altogether.
Yeah, I didn't play anything for 2 or 3 months when Liverpool were going to win the league. Kind of took off. I was more interested in going home and away with Liverpool, and I convinced myself it was going to do it until Brendan botched things up, really. Didn't play golf properly, really, for, what would that be, March to February to March, April, something like that. And now this, wow.
What a turnaround. No silverware for Liverpool, but you've reached your first major.
Yeah, absolutely delighted for that. Now, if someone gave me the chance to play in the Open or Liverpool to win the league, I don't know. Toss of a coin.